This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tire Reform Church. John was a follower of Jesus. He was one of his closest disciples, and he was an apostle. He wrote a letter. He wrote several letters, but he wrote a letter, and six times in one of his letters, he uses the phrase, born of God. This was not something that John invented. He had heard Jesus use these words. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born from above. That's John chapter 3, verse 3, and verses 6 and 7. We can experience this real life only after we have believed the gospel and put our trust in Christ and been born of God. In 1 John 5:1, he writes, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Eternal life is not something we can earn by good works, doing good deeds, or that we deserve because of good character or good behavior. Eternal life is that life that is real. It is a gift from God to those who trust and only trust in Jesus Christ as their only Savior. John, the apostle who followed Jesus, like I said, wrote his gospel to tell people how to receive this wonderful life. He wrote his first letter to tell people how to be sure that they really have been born of God. This assurance, the assurance that we are in God's family, that we have been born of God, is essentially important and vitally important to all of us. Certain characteristics are true of all God's children who have been born from Him. A person who is born of God lives a righteous life. A person who is born of God does not practice sin. A person who is born of God loves other people like they love God, and they love their Heavenly Father. They have no love for the world system around them, but they love the people in the world. Although they don't love the world system, and the world hates them for this at times, they are not overcome by the pressures of the world and swept off their feet or swept off balance. The children of God who have been born of God overcome the world by their faith in Jesus. This is another mark of a true child of God. Why is it so important for us to know that we have been born of God? John gives us the answer. And it's quite a contrast, and it's not a popular contrast that people want to hear today. But the Bible doesn't deal in popularity contests. The answer is, if you are not a child of God, you are a child of wrath, meaning God's wrath abides on you, and you may become or may be a child of the devil. A child of the devil was a harsh term. A child of the devil is a counterfeit religious person who acts like they are religious and that they know God, but they have not actually been born again. Jesus told the religious leaders of his day, and they were the Pharisees, he called them children of the devil, and they were very religious. They scoffed at this. How could we be children of the devil when we follow God? Jesus told them that they did not know God. A counterfeit religious person, and they might be common in our day, just as they are in Jesus' day, is something like a counterfeit dollar bill. So with a counterfeit religious person, they may do good things in life, but when they face God, when they die, and when they face God in the final judgment, they will be rejected. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye who work iniquity. Wow, those are hard words from Jesus. But I never knew you. I did not have an intimate personal relationship with you. Each of us must ask ourselves honestly, am I a true child of God born from above? Or am I a counterfeit religious person just trying to pretend to everyone around me so that I look good? Have I truly been born of God? The wonderful news today, right here and right now, if you have not experienced this eternal life, this real life, you can have it right here and right now. In 1 John 5:9 through 15, it is essential that we see that God has gone on record in His Word. He offers you the gift of eternal life in His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe His promise and ask Him for His gift. The Bible is clear. In Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have discovered two important facts about this life from above. That it is real, and it is revealed only in and through Jesus Christ. It is also only experienced when we have a relationship to Him, not being religious, but that he knows us and we know him. You can do this today by putting your trust in him as your Savior. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church.